Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. If I understand correctly, my colleague and friend and mentor, Gregory Copley, has identified prestige as necessary to win a contest with an adversary or an ally. The president of the United States, Mr. Trump, is in the process of regaining the prestige that was drifting away in previous administrations, if I understand correctly. Where this started, however, was 2016 with the Brexit vote. Gregory, Brexit is part of a sweeping change that we're seeing in all governments, rejecting the status quo, rejecting business as usual, rejecting the elite, and replacing them with amateurs or people who've never been in government. Right now, the best example I have is not Britain, where the Reform Party is rising quickly, but then again, there's results ahead. But in Germany, the German election on the 23rd of February is going to very much demonstrate the power of the Alternative for Deutschland, a party that rejects the government, that rejects the EU, that rejects NATO, rejects the United States, rejects the immigrants, rejects everything that is associated with the status quo. Now, we could find this example in Italy. We can find it in France. I mentioned Britain. We can find it in Spain with Vox. There are parties in the north of Europe that also follow this model. It looks like Brexit times 10 or 20. Is this an attempt by all those countries to regain prestige with nationalism?
Absolutely. And you can equate nationalism and prestige. They're very much two sides of the coin, if you like. What we saw after World War II was this never again mentality, which was meant to build safeguards to avoid rivalry among European states. But that quickly became evolved into this new super state idea where a quote unified Europe would somehow avoid wars between European states. Well, in fact, all it did was suppress individuality, it suppressed growth, and it added huge layers of bureaucracy and taxation and inefficiency to the European economy. So what we're seeing is that this movement was very much almost a continuation of the mass movements which the Soviets, the Nazis, and the Communist Chinese have been pushing and had been pushing for decades. And so as my old friend Václav Klaus, who was the prime minister and later president of the Czech Republic, said, we didn't leave one Soviet Union to join another. And he was very much opposed to the European Union's stifling of the individuality and identity and prestige and competition, good competition between European states. So, as you say, what have we got now? 20 Brexits brewing. Germany itself, with the thoughts from AfD, is considering leaving the European Union. And yet the European Union was largely created to make sure that Germany would never again become an aggressive country. But what we saw instead was when the European Union was created, Germany dominated it and basically coerced countries like Greece and others economically without having to go to war. Although I remember I was at Helmut Kohl, the Chancellor of Germany, just before the big meetings on adopting the euro, he told an audience in the Netherlands, you'll have to agree to this union and to the euro and all that implies, or we'll be forced to invade again. I mean, talk about a scary set of unintentional, shall we say, threats. But you've got now Hungary on the outside. You've got, with a conservative government, you've got Austria with a conservative government, which the European Union in Brussels is trying to refuse recognition. We've got similar things with Italy. You've got a conservative government in Greece, which would, I think, like to become more autonomous and away from the restrictions of Brussels. You've got the Netherlands, you've got Denmark, Sweden, and so on, and Poland, all resisting Brussels on things like illegal immigration and the like. So it's not just Germany.
But we've got 30 seconds, Gregory. Will they be successful? Will they be? 30 seconds.
The European Union is finished. The nationalists are reviving. It's just a matter of finding the mechanism by which countries can withdraw from the European Union.
There's trouble in Africa. We're headed there. Gregory Coppoli, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.